Hello, you're welcome to One and Done, the podcast about a drink and whatever the fuck else we want to talk about. Whoa. Is that better?
Yeah, that was much better. Okay, good. I feel invited.
Sweet, sweet.
And violated.
Sweet. Perfect. Same thing. Perfect. Excellent. Yeah. This is Eric.
This is Adam.
This is Wayne.
And last episode, we began talking about beers from the Beer Camp series, which is out of the 12 collaboration beers that Sierra Nevada did. They actually did a tour around the country back in July of 2014. So today we're going on to beer number two, which is Electric Ray India Pale Lager. This is a collaboration with Ballast Point, which has actually a fairly good IPA.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this bottle was done 6/3/2014.
Ooh.
But in the same box as the previous bottle, which was in 5/21. So, interesting. Anyway.
That's pretty recent.
For those wondering that, we were referencing their Sculpin.
Yes.
IPA. Yes. Ballast Points. Yeah.
Not their Big Eye.
No, not the Big Eye. That's which is okay, too.
All right. But,
still, Sculpin was their sort of flagship IPA.
Flagfish.
As it were.
For those who don't know, they all their beer themes are certain types of fish. So.
Oh, which is weird. You'd think like Dogfish Head would do that. But instead they go with like more number-based beers. Like they have their 60-minute, 90-minute, and 120-minute IPAs. With increasing amounts of rarity and alcohol.
Yes, and then Ballast Point, you would think they would go with some sort of nautical theme, not necessarily involving fish. I mean, that's still within reach, right? But
yeah, it'd be like their 10,000 League IPA or something.
Right, right.
Oh,
thank you.
The Constitution.
Oh, I like the color. Color looks good. Mm. It is a lager, though, so that doesn't surprise me. Then again, there are very dark lagers as well,
such as Smoke.
Definitely hoppy.
Oh, yeah. It's got a...
From a smell.
It doesn't smell like a lager, that's for sure.
No, it's got definitely a lager undertone.
Shut up.
I disagree with you, Adam.
Shut up. No, you shut up.
Adam, you are wrong.
You know not what you speak of.
Doesn't smell like a typical lager. It smells like an IP lager. I'm going.
When you say an IP lager... Are we talking the kind of lager that... Never mind.
The number one lager?
Right, right, number one.
Anyway.
Oh, see, now they screwed up my series. Sorry. I've been trying to go in series based on how they appeared on the website at Sierra Nevada.
Did they just change the website?
So, no, well, no.
How dare those webmasters?
Some interns clicking around, screwing up Eric's life.
Well, like they have this beautiful graphic where they have the 12
Watch
pie.
This.
Exactly. Oh, look, there's Brees. He's back. Get him. They have they had the box, and then they had the beers sort of in a scrolling manner. You can go right or left, and so I decided to go from the box. I went to the right, which is why I picked the first beer I did.
Oh,
yesterday,
you
and then
fool,
and then
these people obviously start from the top right and go left like
no.
Any good Muslim.
Nice.
I'm gonna get
actually.
Hate mail.
I was on the center, and I went to the right from center, and then
it was in the center.
The box was in the center, and then they had the bottles going right and left, and so I just went right.
Oh,
thinking they stayed in the same order.
They could have just made it.
Oh no.
And labeled them 1 through 12.
Oh, did they randomize?
They randomized the order.
Oh.
So.
They're end of your life.
Any hate mail.
It is the end of your life.
Exactly.
Yes.
Kali Mal was ruled.
Nice.
Indy.
All right. So much for that plan. Okay. Well, now we're just trying random boot camp beers. Boot camp. No.
Beer camp.
Beer camp.
Sorry, beer camp. Boot camp beer.
I don't want to go back to boot camp beers.
Made from the yeast
drink
of
very good beers at the boot camp.
Drill master's boot.
I think we just wanted to get drunk.
They couldn't have just been nice and labeled them 1 through 12, like, on the bottle. Like, try this first. This is our recommendation.
Oh, maybe they are numbered subtly or something, and you just look.
Yeah, let me see that bottle.
Well, I suppose I could have looked at the package dates and then lined them up in order of package dates.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
but it's a little late for that now,
it is.
Isn't it?
Too late.
Or maybe it isn't. Maybe those are...
Maybe by coincidence we picked the first one dated first.
Only one way to find out.
Drink
Please
them
bear
all.
With us while we look at the dates on these bottles.
Oh, here's another
6.3.
Okay, all right.
Still good.
So what was the first one? It was
5-something. See, here we had just, it was 5.21-ish, and then I just found one that's 5.30.
Is it actually?
Oh, it's right in between.
Does it actually say?
No.
Does it actually say on the bottle
5.29.
20-ish?
Yeah.
We're not sure when it was bottled exactly.
Ish.
5.22. See, this probably wasn't ordered from a date standpoint. I could have gone in.
Huh.
I bet you even the cans have one too, aren't they?
Oh, there's cans in there too?
5.4.
Oh, man.
So,
there's two cans. There's all bottles. So there's two cans. 10 bottles. Two cans.
There's two cans in there?
Yeah.
Wow. Are they colorful?
Fruit Loops.
You locked into that one.
I did.
Because you would have expected that from me, but from Adam, he just served that right up.
He did.
What are you trying to say? I'm terrible at making jokes?
No, I'm just saying that I'm more.
You bastard. See, once again.
No, my.
This is what he does to me every time.
My fortitude.
He belittles me.
My Wayne fortitude is built up, and I would have expected that.
If
he had said that, I would have just gone, ha, ha, ha. But no, I wasn't expecting it from you. That was
right. Solid. It was like there was a clown behind you, and he was going, ta-da!
That's scary since I hate clowns.
Especially when they're behind me.
Right. He's behind me, isn't he?
And this is a special clown, too.
All right, so anyway.
We haven't tasted this
I
yet.
I have, actually.
I've had a sip, but that's it. Wayne's over there dying. Ooh, I hate clowns with their wee beady eyes.
I'm not.
You said wee beady eyes. I thought for some friend you. Actually, let me rephrase that. I didn't think you said wee beady eyes. I thought you were saying weed. Clowns with their weed.
Those damn clowns and their weed. Always messing up my life.
Their ice cream trucks.
Hey, you want a balloon animal? Dude.
I can blow you up one right now.
And just pop it and inhale.
Oh, no.
Oh, anyway. So, I'm not a lager fan. I actually enjoy this lager, as it is. It's very hop forward and a little sweeter than a normal lager. So I actually kind of like it. I would do a more traditional IPA than this typically. But.
Mm-hmm. So that sits okay with Wayne. I'm waiting for his judgment to come down on Eric.
Well, he didn't disagree with me last time.
Unlike Adam.
Well, it smells just like a lager.
I think Eric's assessment is just great.
I'm telling you, you put this up to the nose of any like beer snob, the first thing that pops in their head isn't going to be, oh, I bet that's a IP lager. At least I don't think so.
If you put this up to a pirate, though, and go,
he'll talk about
IP logger too.
I thought you were going to make some sort of pirate clown reference.
Oh, ooh, that would be terrifying. Well, you know what a pirate's...
Oh, your beady little eyes. You know, you're turning the barrel, clown.
You know what a pirate's favorite letter is, right?
Not R.
No, it's F. That's all. That's it. That's the joke.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to cut that.
So like I said, I don't agree with Adam so much.
What?
My favorite letter is not F.
Unless it's followed by uck, off.
So in today's podcast, Adam loses two friends.
And his virginity.
To a clown. Right. With beady eyes.
I actually took that line from a Mike Myers movie called So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah.
When they so in that movie, there's a scene where Michael Myers in the film, his character's dad is also played by Michael Myers.
Right.
And he comes in and his dad's this crazy old Scottish guy talking about how he hates the Colonel from KFC. And he's like, oh, I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eyes. Oh, you're going to buy my chicken. Oh.
That's the one that opens up in the cafe, and the guy gets this huge bowl of coffee. And he goes, I ordered a large. That's right, right? That's
yeah.
One. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to tell the kid to get his head out of the way of the television. Head, move! It's like some great whopping thing. It's a great whopping basketball. It's like Sputnik.
Dad, how can you hate the Colonel? Because he puts an addictive chemical in his chicken that makes you crave it fortnightly, smartass. Genius.
Yes.
Speaking of movies, I was watching the trailer for Tusk.
Oh, yeah?
Have you heard about Tusk?
No, I have not.
I have not. Is it based on the Fleetwood Mac song?
actually... So it's written and directed and produced by Kevin Smith. And when he wrote it...
Oh, this is the dude who turns into a walrus or something?
So when he wrote it, he was listening to Tusk the entire time.
While on something.
maybe a little.
Yeah, I don't remember the premise, but is it a horror movie?
Kind of, yeah. So the premise actually starts out from when he was on a podcast with one of, I can't remember his co-host of the podcast he was on, but they had come across some, like, I think Reddit article about somebody had posted, hey, I was, I got stranded on an island and I had this, I ended up having this friend, which was a walrus, and so I now have come back to civilization. But through this traumatic experience, I have a hard time relating to people. And so, what I want to do is, I want someone to come live with me, all expenses paid. You live in this huge palatial mansion, and you don't have to work. You just, all I ask is that, like, 1 hour a day, you dress up in a walrus costume and act like a walrus. You have to be in a walrus, and that got Kevin Smith's brain turning. Yeah, so it was later debunked, right? So the whole thread was later debunked, I guess, but it got his brain turning, and so he spewed forth this script, and so I saw the trailer for it, and it looks a little disturbing. So
weird.
Yeah, so anyway, did you see Red State?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I haven't finished. I have not finished watching Red State. I just haven't had the ability to sit down and watch it all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
But it kind of parallels stories with what was the church of the guy and the they would protest outside of funerals of gay military.
Oh, the West Baptist guys.
Baptist Church.
Yeah. So
I forget his name, but yeah, he died.
Please strike that so they don't get any airtime.
Yeah. yeah. So anyway, I haven't. Like I said, I haven't watched through that whole thing, that whole movie yet. But
Reds, is it a fiction movie? I've never heard of it.
So it's fiction, but it's on Netflix if you got Netflix.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I shall check it out then.
It's just a movie?
Just a movie. Okay. Yeah.
What is this Netflix thing? Is that where you send out and you get a DVD back, and then you put it back in the mail and you get one back a few days later?
That's how they did it in 1902.
That's where I live.
Back in aught.
I live in 1902.
No, you have running water. fresh cleaning running water.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess it is fresh. We did replace a valve.
Yeah, because on that on the IMDb page for that, there's an image of Kevin Smith holding up a sign that says "God hates rainy days and Mondays." That must be mocking the church.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, he in his podcast, he talks about that whole experience periodically with the Westboro Baptist Church and and the family and the whole So anyway,
interesting.
So, so Tusk stars none other than Haley Joel Osment.
Really?
Yes.
He's out of retirement apparently. Actually, I don't know if he ever went into retirement, but I haven't seen him in anything significant in a long time.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yes, this was all stolen from a different story. That was.
Anyway, so should we get back to the beer that we're having?
Yes,
we got a little sidetracked there.
Yeah. The beer. Now I got to find it on the website again.
Well, you just keep scrolling through because it's randomized.
Yep. I just hit refresh, and eventually it should just pop up.
That's what. Never mind.
Not scrolling through. You said scrolling, and I popping up. So anyway, Ballast Point, San Diego, California. If you ever get to Ballast Point, I recommend going and checking out their stuff. That
I definitely want to go there at some point.
They have a little little like brew pub and right on the edge of Little Italy in San Diego. It's a great little place. I recommend it. So
cool.
Yeah, and right down the street from there, there's a beer shop that has. You can buy on site and drink, or you can buy and carry off. They've got a couple taps if you want to sit down and have a...
I'm sorry, I missed where it was again?
In San Diego.
Okay.
There's a part of San Diego called Little Italy. Mm-hmm. That's easy for me to say. And right on the edge of Little Italy, there's this Ballast Point place as well. It's right down, like literally half a block away, this beer shop. If anybody's been to City Beer in San Francisco, it's kind of like the same experience.
Hmm. Cool. Mm. Well, I am done with mine.
I'm done with mine.
And I'm, as usual, the last.
Because,
Wayne.
Oh, Wayne. One sip. Nah.
Fuck, here we go again.
Two sips. Nah. Three sips.
So not even three licks to get to the center. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a different story. I
guess. So this has been One and Done, drinking Electric Ray out of the Beer Camp collaboration series from Sierra Nevada.
Not Boot Camp.
Not Beer Boot Camp. Not Beer Boot Camp either, or Boot Beer Camp. Anyway. So this has been Eric.
This is Adam.
And this is Wayne.
Thank you very much for joining us.
We'll see you next time.